like to talk to you about some other type of DNA that you did on this clothing of Ethernet. With regards to his clothing, were you able to test a T-shirt for this?
Yes.
And let's start off first with regards to where on that T-shirt and what did you test?
The T-shirt I tested in the laboratory. It was a white T-shirt. I found reddish-brown stains on the inside front of the T-shirt, which would be somewhere right kind of chest high, maybe right below the chest line. And they were just small, little speckled reddish-brown stains, so it wasn't like a big red-brown stain, but it was a little smaller speckled reddish-brown stain.
I'm going to show you State Exhibit 40. You probably don't recognize this, but have you ever seen this photograph before?
I have not.
That would indicate, if I told you that this was a picture of a chest area level with a mark on that chest area level, would that T-shirt area that you were testing line up with this particular spot here, right here in the center of the chest area?
And the head's up?
The head would be up here. As you can see, there's a nipple to the chest of the left chest breast of that. And then the right would be there. So this would be the center line. Would that be consistent in the area that you were seeing on the T-shirt, this red brown stain?
I would say it's close in the general vicinity of that same staining. Not knowing exactly where that T-shirt would sit, but in my, you know, as I pointed right to my sternum area. So that's pretty close to, from the picture I'm looking at.
Thank you. Was that item Q7?
Yes, it was.
And were you able to generate findings with regards to Q7?
Yes, I was.
What findings did you come in?
Q7 was a mixture of DNA from more than one individual. The sample did exhibit a discernible major profile again, and that major profile was consistent with sample S1 from ESARMET.
And were you able to exclude other samples or persons?
Yes, I was.
Who were you able to exclude?
Those were not listed there, but I want to read them correctly. Well, in my original DNA report, I excluded Cerner Mu. And then in additional DNA reports later on, based off of, again, that same complexity of the minor profile, that no conclusions could be made regarding contributors to that minor profile.
And that was all those various individuals that you mentioned before.
Right. But I do have that there were alleles that are in that sample for Q7 that are not consistent with any of the standards or reference standards that I had, any of those individuals.